your Prince Charms. When the night cold, me always keep you warm. So when your nights around me head, can't keep calm. Baby, this love is no infatuation.
Tell you. Stop reaching out to Susan. Go and pick up yourself over time in the seats. It's all about the it's all about October 16 this weekend. I'm gonna be at the Jamaican Association. It's all about the Erin Erringen Day. The play take place at the Jamaican Association this Saturday. We're gonna talk a little more about it today, because you don't know, Simon. I'm gonna take the 1 and 2 up there, the seats. Right until 3 o'clock in the morning, the seats. So come out and celebrate, come out and enjoy yourself in the seats. It's gonna be live, grass, live stream, you know, see it, because you don't know, say. So reaching out to the President Mark Henry and the whole entire Jamaican Association staff, you see. Just buy a $25 ticket and support the cars, you know, see?
I'm thinking about you, baby.
Not sure you.
Please come on to me.
Reach out to Pablo. Pablo, go and pick up yourself every time you see my brother. You see? Enough respect to Sharon Wait on the West Island. Go and pick up yourself every time you see. Kind of Roger Moore, he said, love the vibe. You see,
L-O-V-E.
Good afternoon, my family Keisha. Go and pick up yourself every time you see it.
You, baby,
Mother Rita and the mother as well. I'm a loyal listener, them, you see it. Good afternoon, Sister Panther.
Princess, the rightful place is in my arms. Baby, I'm here, your Prince Charles.
How you mean?
When the night cold, me always keep you warm. So when your nights around me head, can't keep calm. Baby, this love is no infatuation. So in the first place, there is no separation, no segregation, more motivation. Stick together, girl, blessed from creation. As we get older, rubbing shoulder to shoulder. Something special about you. Girl, I'm missing you like crazy.
Don't forget, it's all about this Saturday, Jamaican Association. Hero Aaron Day, you know, see it. 2021. You know, so we have some people we have to honor and respect, you know, see it. So I want to come out, you know, see it. If you don't want to come out, you know, see it. Make sure you're not fully vaccine, right? Just support the thing, you know, see it. Ticket on $25, right? You know, so I gotta play that tune, cause you see that tune I dedicate to my mother, you know, see, cause you don't say my miss her, you know, see, like crazy, you know, see, cause you don't know, say, no one can love like my mother love me, like, you know, see, cause you just check it out, you see. DJ Fresh Records. You know, she's not around, no, but you know, so what? I tell you, Marcy. But ask someone who I love man to bed, you know, see? To reach out to my beautiful wife, you know, see? Keep on the 95 right now, you see?
There is no one to change how I love you. Yes, lady, when she's hurting, I'm crying. When I'm hurting, she's...
How you mean?
This love is money.
Lady, not being good out of known.
DJ Fresh Records.
What's the vibe, CK? You turn on the 13 FM every Thursday from 3 to 5. Right to 1 to go to 1 and 2. It's all about Overproof Friday every Friday night. Jamaican Association. They got my bridge in Conroy, you know, see? Him at the boss, you see?
Yes, lady, when she's hurting, I'm crying. When I'm hurting, she's crying. This love is burning like fire. It's burning like...
That for sure, so when you're in love, when you care about somebody, you feel the same pain when them feel.
So the ice won't separate. To love you like I do. Come on, lady, no one can love you like I do. There is no one to change how I love you. Yes, baby, if that star come falling down, I won't make a wish, cause you're all I ever wanted. So I won't change a thing, baby. Protect you like a military soldier. Rest the head up on my shoulder. I bring your roses in the morning like a real man supposed to. Ain't no one can love you like I do. There is no one to love you like I do. Come on, lady, no one can love you like I do. There is no one to change your way.
You know, so I got to play back one more time because you see a lady just got Garly in the seat. She said up on the 401 and see going down the Toronto in the seat. I didn't just tune into the positive vibe, CKUT 90.3 until she get out of it, and that's right. So I'm sorry, I have to play a Dennis Brown. So I played the Dennis Brown for you. Let's see it. Easy batteries, go and pick up yourself, you see?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta drop two songs for you, you see it? I want enough respect to the King Fire crew, you know, see? Dougie and the Ole crew, you know, so I'm going to become a little silver every time, you see? When the man roll out, they roll out in the bungalow, you see? That ignorant, I'm going to become a little silver every time, you see? Drop one more Dennis Brown for the ladies. But treats, go on, pick up the seven. Go on, hold in the foot in the seats. Drop this one for you, see. He's over Benjamin Marcos, go on, pick up y'all. I didn't want to call ZK you too long. 514-448-4013. That's the number to call.
Leave a pastor children. My head is anointed. Love and hate can never be.
It had this crisis right now. What's your mercy, massive?
Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there'll come the day when you'll be free.
As if you want more tune like them, yeah. Come to the Jamaican Association. This Saturday night, right to my train along. One and two, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Alongside DJ Nicholas, you see.
My head is anointed. And my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
I got the job from Dennis Brown from Mr. Mark Henry. You know, see it. Carter brother loves to sing to this music. You know, see it. And then after that, I'm going to play the bells. You know, see. Mr. Mark Henry, see that junior. Oh, when I talk about my request tune, I get a tune, I see it. It's enough respect to Nazi. They're about to turn up the radio. When you come to them time every Thursday from 3 to 5. Reach on to the massive them downtown villains and period seats. They are telling about them out there, that's it. One cook some good food, yeah, Nazi. Respect, yo.
COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yeah, it's all about CKUT 90.3 FM. You don't know, so you know, so they want to come to the bills have to pay. You don't know, so we're going to just play one more song, and then you don't know, so well, we're just going to set up something right you now. Think you don't know. It's all about that time and this time, see? We want in the sprung for the item, see?
Coming on. Coming on. Prophet rides again. The prophet rides again. Well, yeah. The prophet rides again. Well, yeah. Man. The prophet rides again. To fight all our enemies, took us through life's tribulation. Oh, oh, yeah. Before us, you made all the mysteries unfold. So I know he
runs. When it comes to like this, and I see it. I want to fight some Mr. Dennis Brown.
Our prophet rides again. Oh, yeah.
This one reaching on the Virgin Pablo. Go and pick up yourself every time I see it.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Whoa. Can't break it down, 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 break it down. Cause I have somebody on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How you doing, Sister Sharon? Welcome to the Positive Vibes. It's been a little bit of a while. I don't hear your voice. So, you know, glad to hear your voice again.
Thank you so much. Glad to hear you too. Glad to hear you too.
So
thanks for reaching out. Yes, I appreciate that.
We have something coming up at the Jamaican Association this Saturday, right?
Right. Yes. You know, in Jamaica, every third Monday in October is Heroes Day. So heroes and heroine. This is Nani, our heroine. And then we have, you know, George William Gordon, Paul Bogle, Samuel Sharp, Norman Washington Manley,
yeah.
Marcus Messiah Garvey, and Sir Alexander Bustamante are the people that we celebrate because they fought and they made a lot of sacrifices for our island nation. And so we take this time to honor them in Jamaica. It's a national holiday in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And here at the association in Montreal, like other associations across Canada, also celebrate Heroes Day. So we are celebrating in not the same fashion that we always celebrate, where we have a banquet, but we're having an in-person event. Those who can come in have to be vaccinated. We need the vaccination passport, but it's also virtual, so people can also tune in. In both instances, individuals would register on Eventbrite, and they will then be sent the link to watch the show.
See. So when they're just gonna purchase a ticket, right? And they can send them the link.
Yes. Okay. They can purchase a ticket on Eventbrite for sure. Everything's handled on that as well. They can also call us at the association and we can also take care of that.
One thing I want to tell the people I'm saying, it's gonna be a very good show, you know, see it, and it's gonna be very interesting. So people, it's gonna just support the thing, right? And we know we can meet and greet, everybody can meet and greet same place. But it's just $25, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder,
$25.
Just call in, support it. You know, if you even want to be there, you can go on Zoom and you can see it. You know, see it because you don't know and enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know most of you can't come out. Enough of you don't want to come out and see. Enough of you know your vaccine. But just call the Jamaican Association. There's a line. The phone number sure I'm going to give you guys. You can call. You know, the person your ticket. You know what I mean? You can even just send them by email. Anything where they have. You can interact. You know, see it. If you have it, you know, send it on. $25 can break your pocket.
Exactly. And you know, I wanted to highlight the people that we see are our heroes this year in because they've been with us through this COVID pandemic and they've helped us throughout the year. And they continue to do so. So people like Christopher Thompson, who unfailingly comes to our food bank every Wednesday and Fridays and helps us to bring the stuff upstairs. There's Kenneth Warren as well, who drives the van.
When is Christopher Thompson? Who is that related to? Because many people may not know.
Gary T.
Gary T. brother.
Gary T. Yes, Derek Thompson brother. You know, he's unfailing. He just shows up, and it's like so much love and appreciation for the work that he does for us. And we want to give back to him. There's Kenneth Warren as well. Same thing. He comes in, he drives the van, he helps us with getting the orders at Martha Marielle. And it's a big deal because just today, just to tell you how impactful this service is, you know, we have a woman who's 30 weeks pregnant who calling in to ask for our help, you know, and new people. Today alone, we have 3 new people coming to the food bank, you know. So these are the things that people may not see up front, but these individuals, Christopher Thompson, Kenneth Warren, also Hazel Williams, are helping, but we don't necessarily see who they are. And for us, this is like such great appreciation for what they do. And not only the individuals, but sports teams. We're honoring 2 sports teams this year also. So Concordia's men's football team and Concordia's women's basketball team. Because these people and their coaches stepped up and said, you know, we're going to be there for you, and we're going to help you, and we're going to help you bring those things up. And that might seem like a small feat, but it isn't any small feat just to get the stuff from the van into our food bank. And the guys and the girls, they love sorting through and putting stuff away, which is also, you know, time-consuming.
But you
so
know what
Brad Collinson,
Sharon, you know one of the things what I like, what I heard you said, you know, they come in and then participate, right? They don't easy. They call you and ask you if they can, what they can do to help.
Exactly.
You know, see?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's one of the good things. You know what I mean? You don't even have to call anybody. They come out and they help. This is the thing I love about it. And people, please, don't be afraid to go to the Jamaican Association, get your little bag. You know what I mean? Just like, you know. I know some of you may be shy, all right, to go there and pick up your little bag, but there's no discrimination about that, you know, because food bank is everywhere, you know what I mean? Because if there are other people that can go and pick up their bag, you know what I mean? And it's good food, very good food, right? Trust
me. We have a woman who came, don't mean to cut you, Roger, but we have a woman who comes every week from Montreal North, and she says she comes because, once she knows she's going to get quality food. And the fruits and vegetables, we always make sure that there's fruits and vegetables. But she comes; she takes 2 buses and a metro to come to the Jamaica Association to get stuff.
And these fruits, they're very sought out. They're not going to give you fruit what's not good. They're very sought out before you guys get it in your bag. You know what I'm saying? So don't be afraid to go to the Jamaican Association. And there's a way they can come, or they have to come just like there's an open door, or what they have to do to come to get a bag.
Yeah, it's definitely an open door. I mean, we have on our website, we have the registration form, or they can call us at the association, and people could come and fill out the form on the same day and get an order on the same day. There's no waiting time or anything like that, because it's food. And, you know, when you need food, and that's just the end of that. So we make the process very simple, very easy, and accessible as well.
Let me ask you a question, because being a vice president, how is it for you to be a vice president to take on the role?
To take on this role?
Yes.
It's an honor, actually, to be able to do this thing. I mean, it's a lot of work, I won't lie, and there's a lot of, but it is an honor to be able to serve my community. And I think that's what I have to say about this role. It has its moments, but it is what it is, right? Like anything else. And I'm very honored to have been chosen by our membership to take on this role. So, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm having a lot of, you know, interesting moments as well. But it's all in the effort to serve my community, and not only my community, but the Montreal community on a whole.
Yeah.
In so many ways. So it's quite an exciting time in my life regarding. Thank you for asking that question.
With your members and staff, how would you get along with your members and staff?
You know what? It's like anything else, right? You have ups and downs, you have highs and lows, but I think it's good. The membership is good, and the staff. We have close to 10 staff members, right? And so at any time, and sometimes 13, 14 people doing part-time or full-time work.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different people in the mix, for sure. So the relationships are there, and, you know, they're good. And again, in moments, there are highs and lows, like with every other thing. But I think that's what makes it work, right? We challenge each other, and I think that's important.
So now, Sharon, you have a new president, right, Mr. Mark Henry. How is it, Mr. Mark Henry, getting along? I know he's a very personal person. For me, what I see, but I would like to hear from you. How is he as a president?
As a president, I think he's got some great ideas. He's got a vision for the association, and we work well together. We have many meetings, and we do have different ideas sometimes. But you know, the best thing about it is that we sit down together and we talk through things, we communicate, and we see the highlights and the lowlights of different projects that we have. So working with him is a treat because we can work through things, we could talk through things, and we can plan to grow the association in so many different ways. So Mark is a treat. He's open to ideas. He's a democratic president. He listens to ideas. He's a fair guy. And I think that's important. You have someone who listens, who understands, who also can make decisions and is not afraid to also say yes or no. And I think that's an important attribute in anyone leading any organization.
But one other thing,
and being fair.
One other thing too, what I see though, you guys do, you guys have a social community, right? Also, mm-hmm. like do different events and things like different from the it's the same board, but you have a, mm-hmm. you know, in between you have a social community, like mm-hmm. you have Keisha and what do you call it?
Alex
and those things. And I find you guys are doing pretty good because, right, as a new member come aboard, me, mm-hmm. myself,
mm-hmm.
as being
mm-hmm.
the security for there at the club,
mm-hmm.
and overall, when I see that you guys have a lot of communication and you guys are doing pretty good, spread to all mm-hmm. Diane and everybody, you guys are doing a pretty good job. You know, I want you guys to keep up the good work and continue to do what you guys doing, right, to build that, to help each and every one, to build association, right?
Right.
People, I'm gonna say it by myself, it's not about hearing this and hearing that from nobody. Come at the Jamaican Association. It's your guys' place. Just come and enjoy. I want to say, come and participate with them. Be a member. And you can do certain things what you want to do. You can, you know, join the community. And you can make your voice heard, right? Because
mm-hmm.
it's for
Absolutely.
Each and every one. For young and old. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm too young. You know what I mean? So long as you're over the 18, you can come in, sit down, and hear. You know what I mean? Because they always have a board meeting, invite you guys in. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. there are a lot of activities going on, right? So.
You said the right thing. You know, it's not a one-man show. It's not a two-man show. It's not a three-person show. It is a community organization. And this is why we have different committees that run different things or responsible for different things. And these people, you know, people leading in different directions and definitely, you know, sharing information so that we all are aware of what's going on. So if there's that idea that it's a one person show or a two person show, I would like people to kind of put that out of their minds because different persons in the organization have different roles. And we're managing different things, but we come together. We have an executive board, and we have our board, and we talk about different things or same things at times at the different board level. So it's really a different structure. And in terms of giving the leeway and ability for people to grow and bring their talents to the association, bring their ideas. And sometimes the ideas work, sometimes they don't work. Sometimes they're, you know, they need a little bit more structure or not. But, you know, this is the opportunity where people can necessarily talk through them and look at them. And I like what you say about it's an open organization for everyone.
Yeah,
the young and the old, because we do have a youth committee.
But
and we want the youth to be engaged in that. We have Omar and Sophia that are working on right now. They're working on town hall sessions around COVID, because that's an important thing, right? An important topic. We have a session coming out on the 21st of October, but we do more than that. They wanted to do a 5-week long seminar on jobs and just different things around the youth and creating activities for youth. We have a senior group as well. We have a senior coordinator that we want to really get the seniors engaged and involved. And we do have right now the Senior Horizons Project that's working. We have 12 participants in that are doing all kinds of different things. So yes, we are a multifaceted organization that definitely talks about Jamaican culture, but also looks at so many other things that people are living through right here in Montreal and try to help them through those different aspects of whatever they're going through, whether fun, not so fun, or in between, you know. We are there for our community. But we need to hear from our community as well.
One other thing too, because some different elders, they come in. Because I spoke to some ladies, when you say they come, the elders, all the ladies come there and they sit down. They said, I want to get out of the house. I come to play some dominoes, right? Mm-hmm. And they come and they play the game. See, four of them have their own team and they come, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this, like I said, this is an open door for each and everyone to come out. Just
absolutely.
Just fully vaccine, you come out and just come do your thing. Because like this Jamaican Association, let me tell you something. I don't have to worry about when I come up there. Let me talk enough in my language. I'm not have to worry about when I come up there. Because you know what? You guys are safe, right? And Saturday, at least Saturday night gone, the lady, what's his name? Auntie Keeper birthday party, Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to Raj, said to her, I never say, if it wasn't Raj with the security, I wouldn't do it. I kill you, collect tell me so tell. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people maybe see me. And I take my job very seriously. When you come to this, I don't play around my job. Because when you guys come out, you guys come out in a free way. But overall, the pressure is on me. Right? Because when the law come down, they're not going to come to you so easily. They come to me first.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, if your vice president is there, from the moment they book up in security, got to answer question. When they ask, you know what I mean? So we are there for you guys, not to fight against you. I tell you this and tell you that we're working with the law. You understand? So when I'm there, I'm not there for myself. I don't care how much you tell me about your PM money coming and this and that. You don't own yourself there. When you come outside, leave the premises, you're owned by yourself. You control yourself. But as long as you're there, we're fully security responsible for each and everyone in the building. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say enough respect to Sharon, the vice president, and the president, Mr. Mark Henry. They are loving people. You know what I mean? The social community, Keisha, and Mr. What's his name?
Alexander.
Alex. They are people you can go out and talk to. They'll welcome you in, right? And Jamaican Association gonna run away when you see members working. They're gonna be in their uniform, they sure recognize you, welcome you in. You know what I mean? So we are working on some things at the Jamaican Association to make everyone feel comfortable and do what they want to do. Not mean do what you want to do, right? There's rules to follow, no smoking, fully vaccine, respect the rule, the protocol at the club, because this club is here for you guys, not for me as a security. It's for everybody, right?
Right.
It's not a one-man thing, right? And if you don't see Sharon, you will see Mr. Mark Henry, Alex, and Keisha. You know? So you can talk to them. You know what I mean? These are the people where you can reach out to. And you have other members, Clyde, you have Utah. You have a lot of people up there. They're all there. And they make everybody there make you welcome. Also,
Ingrid.
Brian Cutler, Ingrid. You know, a lot of members.
Ingrid,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say enough respect to the treasurer, you know, what's her name?
Melrose,
you know what I mean? Everyone there, you know? I want to just give my love to each and every one, you know, so show them respect, you know, because you don't know, say, we are one team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely.
We are one unity.
Exactly. As you see, you named off 9 people there, and there's a few other people, Omar, Sophia, and on our youth committee, and we have Audley on our senior committee, senior representative, I should say. But you see, you named 9 people that are on our board. That means it takes 9 people, and sometimes more, to do the things that we need to do here. It's not one person who is, looking over or the association or has responsibility, I should say. We do have one person, which is our president. But in terms of the responsibilities in the association, we have to work together as a team, and we have different responsibilities based on the roles that we have been assigned, that we have been mandated. And therefore, you know, it takes all that to make it happen, you know?
That's it.
And also following the guidelines of Quebec and of where we are right now and of our province, and that we are in a health crisis, and we have to follow that. It is ultimately important, because sometimes people may think that that can't happen to them, but you know what? You never know, right? We have to take precaution, and we have to look at not one, but the many. And that's really important for us as well.
But you see, one other thing, I'm not going to force nobody to do what they don't want to do, you know what I mean? So when the time has come and they have the problems, you know, they know where to go, you know, see, because the hospital don't refuse nobody, you know, you understand? Mm-hmm. So when they go there, mm-hmm. they will know. Because right now, they push it back for the nurses, them to full of vaccine until November. They give them more time. They say they don't want to rush them, you know what I mean? Because this thing, like a rushing thing with them right now, so they give them a little leeway. So hopefully, they can do the work and get it done, all right? So, you know, Sharon, it's nice talking to you. And we can talk again the way you said. Tell them about, say, it's all about this Saturday, Heart the Jamaican Association. You know?
Exactly. And I don't want to forget Roderick Rodney, who, you know, as we all know, saved a man's life on the Cary Expressway last summer. And he's one of our honorees as well. And we're going to have George Grant coming in on our event. We're going to have some live performances as well, with some singers and performers. We're going to have a dance as well. So it's going to be a really lively event. It's a catered event for those who are going to be here. Mango Bay is going to do us the honor of catering the food that evening. So we're, you know, Mango Bay, as we know, was born out of the Jamaica Association. They used to cook in the kitchen that's here. So it's nice to have them be a part of this event as well. So it's going to be a short event from about 7 to 10, and honoring the people. And we didn't want to skip it this year. Last year we weren't able to do it, but this year we said we're going to do something, maybe not in the same fashion, but in a fashion that we can say, you know, we want to recognize people who have done some great things within our community. And before signing off, I was talking about the Concordia, the singers, and the football team. Brad Collinson is a coach. I mean, just a great guy, just, you know, ready to help at any time. And Tanisha Gittins over at the women's basketball team, same thing, you know, tell us what you need, we're there. And these are the kind of things, even in a health crisis, that people are looking to reach out and help people that they don't know about, they don't see, but they're willing to give back. So we want to give back to them. And we'd love for people to come out. And actually, there's a limit of 50, but if you want to donate, you can go on our Eventbrite and register there. You can call us at 514-737-8229 and make a donation there. Watch it on Zoom. We'll be happy to have you in any fashion, in any way, whether in person or on Zoom.
All right. To hear from Sharon. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the next time we're going to call KF calling again, because there's another topic I want to go with you over with the Jamaican Association, where people don't know about. They know, some people know about it, but we're going to talk about it next time, because you don't know. The time is kind of up on us, you know what I mean? So. Uh-huh. We're going to talk next time. Hopefully, on the 21st, you are available. When we are in your building, we can talk.
Right.
All right?
Fantastic. I look forward to that, Roger. Thank you so much, as always.
All right. See you Saturday. I'll be playing there for the banquet scene. So don't worry. I'll be seeing you.
Fantastic. I look forward. Thank you. Okay, then.
Take it easy.
Take care.
That's the Jamaican Associates Vice President, Sharon. So we got to continue and just play our bill, and then we can just take the next 15 minutes and just play some tune. You know, sometimes we can't come here just and just play music and just chit chat. We have to talk to the public and make people know what's going on in their community. All right? So it's all about this time and that time. Play some bills.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
We've never met. And to be honest, we probably never will.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how... There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you hear that? Okay, so now we have 10 minutes to go. So we're going to be out of here. After all, it's going to take over. So people, you don't know. We'll have to do a little chit-chatting and you don't know what's going on and see it in our community. So it's all about Positive Vibes, CKUT 90.3 FM. Roger Moore to get 1 and 2 every Thursday time here. Yeah. So we're just going to just wrap it up like tune like this. Come on, the Jamaican Association, Saturday night. I'll be there playing some tune, some tune for that. I'm saying after the hero thing, I'm going to continue right back until 4 o'clock. I mean, 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't know, you go. Okay, so the bar closed at 1. So you don't have a 1 hour 2 party. So we're going to early morning, right? I'm saying so. For my first time in 1 year, I and I play outside Comedy Jamaican Association.
When we're talking about Jamaican Association, we got to be there. Overproof Friday.
Look out for the games night, you know, see it coming up soon, you see it. It's all about the mass event, you know what I'm saying? Look out for that one day, you know what I'm saying? Get you on a ticket early, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a crazy night, huh?
Oh, what a wonderful world it'll be. A world of love and peace.
What we talk about tune like these? Come to Jamaican Association.
Where no evil can abide, only righteousness increase. Yeah.
Positive vibes, CKUT 90.3 FM. Right to Mortaka 1 and 2.
Only
what?
Yes, we can do anything. We only agree. It's noble and mine.
Your world.
The next tune I'm gonna play, I want you to tune in and listen to that tune and see it.
No one could give as much as they like to get. Yeah. And imagine if everyone could learn to show each other respect.
I want to send enough respect to Miss Louise in the seats.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful world it would be for you.
Not for respect to the organization in Montreal City.
The blind could see, and the deaf man could hear.
Cause you know, see them do them work, right? Helping each other.
Do it if we only believe. We can do it if we only agree. It's your world and mine.
Your world.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm telling you. Welcome to Lucia, one of my artists, favorite artists in the scene.
Come along and take control. Puta, puta, puta. Look what they're doing to your world. Oka, oka, oka. Come along and take control. I'm not afraid of the Vatican. I'm not afraid of the hooligan. I'm not afraid of Pope. Neither am I afraid of the Rome. See,
I'm gonna end it like this with some Lucian. That's it. It's all about next week, same place, same time. You know, see, we have Jam Music in the lineup next week. You know, see. I'll tell you. Check out the next show coming up, After Hours. A very good show to listen to. You see it. Especially in the COVID time right now. They give you a lot of advice, you know. A lot of things talking about this, you know. See it. Before I go to the, you're gonna play Junior Fiat, see it? That's what we got to do. We have to move forward. Can't see it backward. Can't go backward. That's it. It's all about the Jamaican Association. This Saturday, Roger Mortick at 1 and 2, from 7 to 10, and from 10 to 2 o'clock in the morning. That's it.
How has it taken so long for mankind to overstay? So long we have been apart.
Enough respect to the sound, then we're going to be at the King Forest Zone. Bad sound, you see.
To make that broken up.
DJ Nicholas gonna be there with me Saturday night, see?
Fight. Can't we all unite? Can't we make things right? I mean, you all are we. The heavens and earth and the land and sea.
What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was a 400 acid trip they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played CKUT in 90.3.
Then what happened?
I saw God.
You I saw God. That. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, it was grim.
And on the seventh day, the Lord said,
"Let there be a CKUT."
www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune in to the Prison Radio Show on the fourth Friday of every month between 11 a.m. and noon, and every second Thursday of the month between 5 and 6 p.m. To get involved in Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Yes, rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means.